Rocaggio with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I don't know if you know this, Anna.
Uh-huh. What's that, Ro?
But this week, it's St. Patrick's Day week. Did
and
you know that?
I figured that Yay. It was coming up, and I also know that it's on a Saturday this year.
What could possibly go wrong?
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
We know how to do St. Patty's Day in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, we know how to do it here on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVlantis,
too.
And you know, in a moment like this, we bring in the Wine Whisperer, and not because this is a wine holiday, because it really isn't, is it, Wine Whisperer?
Of course it is.
No, it is not, Kristen Ellis. But I'll tell you what it is, though. It is a beer and whiskey holiday.
There's no question about that.
You're right.
So you found a whiskey whisperer.
I did.
Yes.
He's my good buddy, Patrick Brophy.
And Patrick Brophy is here, and he has brought whiskeys with him So I walked out.
Uh-huh.
Within hours, we were just given instructions about the drinking on the air.
Earlier today.
They sat us down. They had like a team meeting. We really need to talk to you about a few things.
Yes.
The Carnarvon Wagon is fine, but let's just be a little careful. Not outside the Carnarvon Wagon. Mm-hmm. And here we are on a Tuesday, not within the Carnarvon Wagon, and look at what we're doing. You brought the whiskey. Now, this is for, and I said to Kristen in the green room, it's okay because you're here.
I'm exempt.
You're exempt because you're with Binny's.
And she makes us exempt, too, by being here. So that's how it works.
This is for scientific purposes only. All right. Okay.
You're welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right. Okay. Now, let's go and let's try and figure this thing out. Now, the whiskeys, the Irish whiskey, it's kind of the... for a while, it was the forgotten whiskey, or it was what the college kids were drinking. It was not exactly what the scotches and your bourbons were getting all the big. They were the sexy ones. They were getting all the talk.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Irish whiskey before Prohibition was the most consumed most consumed whiskey across the entire planet, and it really died down greatly. And everyone started drinking vodka and gin and other boring things. But now Irish whiskey's back.
It was easier to make.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, you don't got to age it. You know, it takes 3 years to make minimum to make an Irish whiskey, usually much longer.
Right. So now if people really want to do the Irish whiskey in the sophisticated way, if you have a sophisticated palate, if you've already broken your palate with the great bourbons and the great scotches and all of that, or refined your palate, I think you would argue, right? I say broke.
Sure. Yeah. No, break it like a wild horse. I think that's what you need to do. It takes time.
Yeah. Boy, does it ever. And sometimes we don't always get those horses broken. But now you have figured out, you brought in with you four different types of whiskey here. And explain the difference between Irish whiskey and Scotch whiskey and bourbon. What is the difference?
Bourbon has to be made from at least 51% corn, and it's aged in a new barrel every time. Scotch whiskey is usually made out of malted barley, but sometimes a little corn as well. Irish whiskey is a blend of malted barley, corn, and uniquely to Ireland, unmalted barley, which actually was started as a tax dodge against the British oppressors.
Oh. We like that.
They're always getting even with the British oppressors. I'm going to get into a whole Bono thing here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no
thank you.
Go for it.
All right.
So there's a lot packed into that.
All right. So
history.
All right. So how does that affect me? How does it affect me, Rocon? That's all I care about. So how's it going to taste different?
It's going to be, generally speaking, Irish whiskey is distilled three times, where other whiskeys you mentioned are distilled twice. So the more times you run a whiskey through a still, the lighter in body it gets, and the more kind of fruity and floral it gets. Irish whiskey is a little gentler, a little easier.
Yeah.
I like fruity and floral.
I think that's why the kids liked it so much, right? That's why you saw the...
Professionally, I can't speak to kids and whiskey.
I don't mean kids, like kids. But I mean like
he
the young...
He calls the millennials the kids.
The 21-year-olds.
Like freshly 21.
The 21 to 28-year-olds. You
so
know,
people that's... who want to drink whiskey but don't want to taste whiskey.
Yeah. I think that's...
I brought you a little better than that today.
Good. All right. Well, I think that's one of the reasons, because it's smooth. It's super smooth. It always was. I mean, it was sort of my first entrance at the age of 23, I would say, probably, is when you start to, you know, you're moving off the beer and you're moving toward a something.
Well, that's kind of the first one I brought you here, this West Cork blended Irish whiskey.
Okay. That'd be from County Cork, I'm assuming.
Yes. All yes. Right. It is from Skibbereen, the town of Skibbereen, the southernmost distillery in Ireland.
All right.
We love this one because it is that kind of entry level, easy drinking, light, fruity Irish whiskey, but it's not owned by some big international conglomerate. It's owned by three true Irishmen, two fishermen and a chemist, started a distillery.
Get
out. Walk into a bar.
Right?
And the premise for a good joke.
Yeah. And they built all their own equipment by hand, and they make this wonderful, easy to drink, just soft,
very
fruit forward whiskey.
Yep. Yeah.
I love this.
Very
man,
good.
It's good.
It is. It's almost like a wine. Doesn't it a little bit like a wine?
Is it Venice? No.
I don't know what kind of wine he's drinking.
Yeah.
No, but it's got a little kind of a winey.
I help him buy it. It's good stuff. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These whiskeys, though, they sneak up on you. You gotta sip lightly, right? Like just
please do it. Enjoy.
Yes. Just slow roll.
But
yeah, they'll be. When does that happen on their show?
Violetta's
like shots. Violetta's gonna stand on her head and do a shot with this thing, and it's like, what? Where's the bottle?
Well, are you supposed to sip it?
Yeah,
we'd like you to sip it, but if
you
have to do a shot, it's a good shot whiskey, I suppose, because it is soft and easy. So if you got to do a shot, then shoot.
Yeah, if you have to do it, you have to do it.
Ro, the kids would say # ripping shots.
Ripping shots, right?
Oh, exactly. I thought you can't talk about kids.
21-year-olds.
Make a decision.
I'm talking about 21-year-olds. That's what I'm talking about, the kids. You know, because I'm an old man now. Look at me. I'm an old man. All right. So that's your West Cork, and you can remember that because of County Cork, right?
Yeah,
you
know,
there's
tons
of Chicagoans who have family from County Cork.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? All right. Now I like this one: Writer's Tears Copper Pot Irish Whiskey. Now this Writer's Tears, isn't every Irish writer, every poet, every novelist, they're always crying their way through the work. They're drunk, they're angry, they're depressed, and they want to share it page after page. For the first 2,500 pages, you kind of get through it, and it's the last 300 that really get to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most appropriately named Irish whiskey we've brought today.
Yeah.
This is another blended Irish whiskey, but what's unique about this is that it is only a blend of single malt whiskeys and those pot still whiskeys I was talking about earlier. So it's malted barley and unmalted barley, and it makes unmalted barley gives a whiskey a oilier mouthfeel and a little more spicy profile from front to back.
Oh, there you go. That's exactly, you just described it exactly right.
I think this is kind of a Scotch drinker's Irish whiskey.
Definitely a Scotch drinker's Irish whiskey. It's a whiskey drinker who likes that kind of fuller body, fuller flavor, who's really into taste in the
tight
whiskey.
Tight finish, though. Yeah. Tight finish. It just doesn't, it's not a lingerer. It gives you an Irish goodbye, is essentially what it does.
Wow. It
leaves the room without you realizing it left the room.
I try to do.
That's fair.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to get to the other two on the other side. And the by the way, we've got, let me just tell you this, there's a couple of events coming up. The World of Whiskies, which is coming up after St. Patrick's Day. This is going to be next Thursday.
Yes, so we have Whiskey Week.
Oh, is it officially Whiskey Week in Chicago?
For us at Binnie's Beverage Depot. Oh,
it's for the whole city. Whiskey Week events everywhere.
Yeah, it's for the whole city. But it's for us, it's very special because we have a few events coming up. Sorry to interrupt you, but you know.
So that's, now before I get to, I have Thursday before I have Wednesday here, but Thursday is World of Whiskey, so you can do that next Thursday, the 22nd of March, and that's at the Marcy Street location, right?
That's the big
Benny's that's tucked in there. You know, it's behind your Best Buy. It's, you know, it's near the, it sort of behind the Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh,
there's
right.
Patagonia or something over there,
Lincoln
right?
Park, sort
there
of.
Is.
Yes. Across the street from Goose Island.
We crossed from Goose Island, right, he said. Now, here's the interesting thing. The night before Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now this is the kind of event.
Same location.
So now, Kevin, I want to teach you a thing or two here.
All right.
The young 29-year-old or whatever the hell you are now. 28, okay.
Don't rub it in, Kevin.
Bourbon Women Night.
Hello.
Bourbon Women Night is also going to be... Are you... who's hosting this?
We are at Benny's.
Okay. Yeah.
Benny's Beverage Depot and the Bourbon Women's Society.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
The Bourbon Women's Society.
One?
Yeah.
I'm available. When is it?
Oh, my God. Does that sound like
Wednesday.
A.
Clearing my schedule right now.
That sounds like a target rich environment right there. That's all I'm going to say. The Bourbon Women's Society. What about the bourbon? I want to go back to Irish in just a second here, but what do the Bourbon Women's Society do?
Promote female employment and leadership roles in the bourbon industry.
Okay.
And so we have we're going to have various dignitaries, so to speak, of various distilleries there that are female owned, female led, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
sampling their wares, yeah. so to speak.
But also men are invited and encouraged
mm-hmm. to. Oh, I think
yes,
they
men
would.
Are invited as well.
Yes, I think so.
It's yeah. too late. Yeah. I think they're all coming. Kevin yeah. and his friends are on the way. He's like making, yeah, he's letting them know. Would you say what, in terms of trends in the industry, is bourbon becoming more and more popular? We've heard about it kind of on the rise for years. Is Irish whiskey?
Bourbon's enjoying just this amazing renaissance
bourbon
right now.
Bourbon is riding a wave yeah. that yeah. we yeah. haven't seen in a while.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. yeah. It's hot. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. for sure.
Bourbon's hot. That's why we're going to bring Irish back. You know, I was one of the architects of the. I'm going to get real Bono with you now. I was one of the architects of bringing bourbon back in the late 90s into the 2000s.
The bourbon renaissance.
I was very successful in that, fighting back the Scots away from. You know, there was very Game of Thrones. What was going on? We went to King's Island and we massacred them. And those of us from Kentucky did it. Even though
sure.
I'm not from Kentucky.
No.
And
you and Johnny Depp.
And then exactly. And then now I want to help the Irish. I want to now that I've won for the Kentuckians, I think it's time for the Irish to take a little turn.
I mean, you're a real humanitarian.
Thank yeah. you.
I mean, there's no. Other
I'm a globalist.
Thanks for saying it.
That's made me very uncomfortable in the
How
White House.
How many pairs of sunglasses do you have? That's what I want to know.
About 100. Which
that's
is
not
that's,
enough.
That's what I need. Yeah. All right, let us stay right here. We're coming back. We're going to explain all of this. We're going to explain the Irish whiskeys because it is St. Patrick's Day. So right now, my winner, by the way, if
yes.
you want to know, and I'm only halfway through. My winner is the West Cork Distillers.
Amen.
Original Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
It's light. It's
yes.
lovely. If you got to shoot it, you can shoot
chug,
it.
Chug.
You
chug.
Can do whatever you got to do with it. But that's a good one for St. Patrick's Day, and it's an 80 proof. Do we know?
That is 80 proof.
80 proof. All right. Okay. I'm just letting my friends know. Count those kinds of things. It's like calories except for the brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right now, here is Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, my friends. It's St. Patrick's Day week, or as we say in Chicago, St. Patrick's Day. You take the T out and replace it with a K. I don't know why we do it. Yeah, it's what happens. It's the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
You spent some time there. So
I spent time in the South
Side.
You
pick up the accent.
I am not actually from the South Side, and I think all my friends on the South Side realize that when I'm down there. They're like, you're not from the South Side.
Yeah, I think Northsiders know that, too.
Yeah. I am from the North Side, though.
No, I know, but I'm saying they're clearly not from the South Side.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Do you believe it's my popped collar that gives it away?
The cravat sometimes.
South Side, they don't really do that.
They don't roll like that.
When you wear three pop collars, that's when we know.
Yes, right. Well, and that's right. And I'm down two right now. But I'm going to go home and change. All right. The Wine Whisperer is in with us, Kristen Ellis. You can hear her, by the way, on the Binnie's podcast, Barrel to Bottle, that is downloads every Monday right here at WGNRadio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brought a Whiskey Whisperer. That is not an official title, by the way, because she's already trademarked the Whisperer thing. And it's don't get in her way. She has brought... Pat Brophy, who by his name alone sells the fact that he's going to tell us about Irish whiskey.
Well, plus his red,
he's a ginger
red hair,
too.
I don't think. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
and I'm a real Southsider, real,
and you're a Southsider,
and a real
so
Southsider.
So say St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, that's not...
there's a little K in there. Did you hear it?
Yeah,
an extra K.
Couldn't get to the T without
it's my radio voice.
He's trying to hide it. He's abstemious on that K there in the middle, but
that's what he's doing. But it's in the middle of it. Where are you from, the South Side, sir?
Evergreen Park.
Oh, all right. All right, well, that's right next to Beverly. There's nothing you can do about it. The street signs change because they got a tree on it. That's the only way you know where you are.
Pretty much.
And then who's pulling you over? I got a lot less rhythm in Evergreen Park, and I learned that the hard way. All right, let's talk about these last two Irish whiskeys we've got here. By the way, my winner right now of the four that we are going to try here, my winner right now is West Cork Distillers, and that's only like $25 a bottle. So that's pretty good right there.
I love it when the best one for you is like $25.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You do that to me all the time, though. That's your thing. That's your specialty.
You are good
I love
at that.
You guys. Yeah.
What's your next one up here?
Next one up, we have the Whistler 7-Year-Old. Whistler is a single malt Irish whiskey that you can actually only get at Binnie's Beverage Depot. This is aged in bourbon barrels and sherry barrels. So it has a nice dry,
I can taste
fruit,
the sherry
dark
in it.
Fruit kind of character to it.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, deep, complex, fuller body for an Irish whiskey.
It's fat, it's chubbier, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fortuitous that you brought this, but I would like to say that there is no There's no mistaking the sherry thing, and it's got a little bit of a bourbon hit to it.
Yeah, I taste the bourbon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It really rounds it out, though. I mean, if you taste this blind, you might think this is a Scotch whiskey.
Yeah.
I mean, this is,
oh, yeah.
It's round. It's full. It's just so full of character.
Mm-hmm. But it's not too hot. It's still relatively easy drinking.
No, and it's 92 proof, too, so it hides always it. A bonus.
So shoot that on St. Patty's Day.
Are all of these too nice to actually put like in an Irish coffee? Because these are the nice stuff, right? This is the nice stuff.
No, you can put anything you want in an Irish coffee.
Put the 92 in an Irish coffee and you'll see what happens. That's a good way to go.
I'll try that.
Right.
Not too early in the morning, though. I mean,
the next thing you know, Grandma gets pregnant and it gets really weird. And you're like, how did Grandma get pregnant?
Oh, gosh.
I didn't even know she could. And that's in Ireland, it happens all the time.
You're making Pat pink.
Pat, you know that's true, right?
I'm always a very shade of pink, first of all. But I can't speak to pregnant grandmothers.
Yeah, in Ireland all day long.
Don't get into that.
Kids and pregnant grandmothers are off limits.
Absolutely.
We know these Irish families that got like 15 kids, and by the 17-year-old has already had a baby, and then mom's having the last one that comes out. There's always that. That's what this whiskey's for. All right, and the final whiskey. Now this is like this is the gold medal thing right here, right? This is Redbreast 12-year single pot Irish whiskey. This is a $70 bottle. This is very fancy, right?
This is the real deal with Irish whiskey. So this is single pot still. This is also known as pure pot still Irish whiskey. Pot still whiskey, again, is that uniquely Irish take on whiskey, a blend of malted and unmalted barley that was created as a tax dodge to our British oppression. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to fight back somehow whenever you can. Fight them in the pocketbook. So this is unmalted barley will give this whiskey an oilier mouthfeel, a much spicier character front to back. Again, this is another one of those ones where you would try it and you were like, this is an Irish whiskey. This has got to be, this has got to be Scotch. This has got to be something of much more prestigious nature than lowly Irish whiskey. But no. This is wonderful, wonderful whiskey.
It's very good.
It is good.
You have that. You got that good class envy going from the center part of the island right there. That's good. I like
may
that.
Have a chip off.
Yeah, that's very good. I like that. Well, this is, it does, it tastes just like a really fine Scotch. Now, shouldn't that be insulting to the
Well, Irish? I mean, technically, the Irish did it first and taught the Scots how to distill. So, so we'll take it as a compliment.
And this is a 12-year. Now, and what's like the longest? Do you have 18s?
We have a couple 18-year-olds, and there's a couple blended Irish whiskeys that have some whiskey in them older than that. Middleton has whiskey in it, usually around 20 years old, 22 years old. There is a Redbreast 21-year-old as well, which is just divine.
Yeah. We tasted it last week.
Yeah,
it's
a few hundred dollars.
$250.
You know. What's the sweet spot? Is there one that you should look for?
There's no real sweet spot with age, really, because they're light and delicate, and they drink mature beyond their years. Mm-hmm. But you know, anywhere in that 7 to 12 year old range with age on the whiskey, you're gonna get a winner no matter what.
Why I like Irish whiskey, even if it's aged a lot, is for me, bourbon, if it's 20, 23 years old, it can get really mean and super woody for me. And Irish whiskey, I don't think it really, you don't get that.
It never gets mean.
It doesn't get mean.
Great irony there.
There is.
All right, hold on 1 second. We've got Judy Pilak. She's got the news. We're gonna have some Irish music here. After a day like we have had, and we'll keep you, Judy's going to get you all caught up on all the things that happened in the United States of America today, and many of them are very disconcerting, and that's why we're going to drink Irish whiskey and try to just, you know what, you know, as my old dear friend Jim Johnson used to say, that his old grandpappy used to say to him, when the whiskey goes in, the sadness has to go somewhere else.
I love that.
The way it goes. So
lighten
we will do that right after, after Judy's news, which comes your way in 2 minutes.